Chapter 10. The relationship between Jagannath Puri and Navadvip. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Sarva Shaktiman, Almighty, and He is extremely merciful. He is also very rasik. He is the ocean of rasa, and therefore He is our worshipable deity. If you go deeply into bhajan, you will understand many truths in this regard. Because Krishna is Rasik Shekhar, the topmost enjoyer of mellows, and causelessly merciful, he considers, how can I show kindness to all the souls who have deviated from me and are suffering so grievously? How can I attract them? Thinking in this way, he wanted to personally descend to this world to bestow his mercy. Krishna is the ocean of rasa, but this ocean is divided into two. The first is Krishna as the taster and relisher of rasa, and the second is the container of the ocean of rasa. Krishna is the object of love and the ocean of rasa, but he is not the container. This rasa is situated in the heart of Radhika. If Radhika were not present, there would be no rasa, and Krishna would be Nirvishesh Brahm. Krishna wants to give to the world this ocean of rasa found in Radhika's heart, which is called Mahabhav. He wants to donate it to this world, but he cannot. He is the object of love, and therefore he can only sprinkle upon the world an idea of what it is like to be the object. He cannot give the love of those who serve him. He cannot give love for himself because he does not have it. In order to have that love, therefore, he stole the beauty and intrinsic mood of Radhika. Actually, Krishna cannot steal the mood of Radhika because she is always very alert. She is more clever and intelligent than Krishna because she is his power. Krishna's intelligence is also Radhika. His everything is Radhika. He can only wish, and therefore he discovered another way to get her mood. He begged it. Because she and all her sakis are always so alert, if his plan was to cheat her and steal away her love, he would not have been able to do so. He was not able to independently enter that realm of love, and therefore he prayed to her, "Oh, I beg your mercy. Please give me your beauty and your Mahabhav, that love which no one else possesses." Even Lalita and Vishakha don't have that kind of love, and Krishna also does not have it. His love reaches up to Mahabhav, but the highest feature of Mahabhav, called Madan, is not found in him. Krishna wanted to take Srimati Radhika's Madanakya Mahabhav in order to fully relish his own beauty and his sweetness, and in order to relish the happiness of such taste. Radhika replied to his prayer, "Yes, I will donate this to you for some time, as you wish, but you will have to be admitted into the school of my sakis, and you will have to attend their classes. They can then bestow that mood upon you, and I will also be there to help you." In this way, Krishna begged, and he thus became Sachinandan Gaudahari. Anaripita Chirim Chirat Karunai Vartino Kalo Samarvaitam Unnata Ujvala Rasam Sva Bhakti Shriyam Hari Purata Sundara Duti Kadamba Sandipita Sada Hridare Kandare Spuratu Vasachinandana. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, Chapter 1, Verse 4. Translation. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the Son of Srimati Sachidevi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most sublime and radiant mellow of devotional service, the mellow of amorous love. End of translation. Who is Sachinandan, the son of Mother Sachi? He is Gopi Bhartu, Krishna himself. Avartino Kalo. Why did he descend to this world? Karunaya. He descended by his causeless mercy. Nrsingadev and Vamanadev came here, and Kurma, Varaha, and Ramchandra also came, and they all gave something to the world. Ramachandra taught so many things, especially Mariad, etiquette, and worship in majesty and awe and reverence. Also, many Acharyas came to this world, like Madhavacharya, Sri Ramanujacharya, Sri Vishnu Swami, and Sri Nimbaditya, but they gave only regulative bhakti. They taught Krishna is worshipable, not anything else. Similarly, Sri Prahlad explained in Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.23, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Parasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanivedanam. Translation: the following nine processes are accepted as pure devotional service. Hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia and pastimes of Lord Vishnu. Remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming his servant, considering the Lord to be one's best friend, and surrendering everything unto him. In other words, serving him with the body, mind, and words. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these nine methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. End of translation. You must surrender to the lotus feet of the Lord, but you will have to surrender first to Dasya Bhagavan, the Guru, and then ultimately you can perform Atma Nivedanam, full surrender to Krishna. Moreover, this is Vaidhi Bhakti, and it can only lead us to Vaikuntha, never to Vrindavan. It is not so powerful. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to this world mainly to give Raganuga Bhakti. Therefore he is Karunaya, the most merciful incarnation. Samarpayitam means to give. To give what? To give Unnata Ujvala Ras. Unnata Ujvala is not Vaidhi Bhakti. Unnata Ujvala Ras is only the love of the gopis of Vrindavan. This love is not found even in Mother Yashoda, Rohini, and others like them. They know something about this ras, but it is not found in them. Mahaprabhu especially descended to give Swa Bhakti Shriyam. Swa means own. Who is the own of Krishna? Only Srimati Radhika is Krishna's own. Her love, her bhakti is prema, sneha, man, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, and even more than this, modan and madan. Everything is included in madan. Separation and meeting are both included to the highest point. Mahaprabhu came to sprinkle this mercy of Swa Bhakti Shriyam upon the jivas. Shriyam means beauty. It is the beauty of Unnata Ujvala Ras, but not Unnata Ujvala Ras itself. Srimati Radhika herself is the embodiment of Unnata Ujvala Ras, and Lalita, Vishakha, and all the other Sakis are also participants in that Ras. Shriyam is the mood of Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, and others, including Kamala Manjari and her followers. This is the mood of service to Srimati Radhika. Mahaprabhu came to sprinkle the mercy of Rag Marg, the path by which we can attain the service of Radha and Krishna Yugal. This path is called Raganuga Bhakti, and it will take you to the stage of Rag. In this connection, Rag is the gopis' moods to please Krishna. Mahaprabhu mercifully came to give this mood, but he himself was not trained. He was like a person who wants to become a lawyer, but he must first go to law school and pass the exams. Still, even after that, he cannot enter the court right away. He must become an apprentice and practice under the guidance of a qualified and senior lawyer. After 2 or 3 years, when he has completed his training, he can then enter the court and plead, not otherwise. Mahaprabhu descended to this world in Navadvipa. There he appeared from the womb of Srimati Sachi Devi. Navadvipa is Vrindavan. Navadvipa and Vrindavan are the same. But in Navadvipa, everything is hidden, as Krishna is hidden in the shape of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As Sachinandan does not look like Krishna, similarly, Vrindavan, the abode of Krishna, is covered in Navadvipa. Yet it is Vrindavan. All the 12 forests of Vrindavan exist here and there in Navadvipa, but in a covered way. You should know that there are no Vrindavan forests in Jagannath Puri. Therefore, Jagannath Puri can never be equal to Navadvipa. A very high class of separation is tasted by Mahaprabhu in the Gambira, but at the same time, Navadvipa is Vrindavan and Puri is not. Puri is like Dwarka. In Dwarka, Krishna laments for the gopis. He cannot wear his peacock feather or carry his sweet vamsi. He cannot declare, "My father and mother are Nanda and Yashoda. These are not my real queens. The gopis are my dear most beloveds." Do you know the meaning of the word Navadvipa? Nava refers to Nitya Nava Navayamana, which means always ever fresh. Nava also means nine. Navadvipa consists of nine islands, and they denote the nine processes of bhakti, headed by Shravanam and Kirtanam. The Vedas, Upanishads, and many other Vaishnava literatures have referred to Navadvipa in the following way. Brahma Samhita 5 verse 56.
Shriya Kanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpa Tarvo Druma Bhumis Chintamani Ganamaya Toyam Amritam Kata Ganam Natyam Gamanam Api Vamsi Priya Shaki Chidanandam Joyti Param Api Tad Ashwadam Api Cha Sayatra Shirabi Shravati Surya Vyas Cha Sumahan Nimarsadya ko vavrajate nahi yatrapi samaya Bhaje sveta dvipam tamaham iha golokam itiyam Vidanta ste shanta shiti virala karakatapaye.
Translation. I worship that supreme abode of Svetadvip, where the beloved heroines are a host of transcendental goddesses of fortune, and the Supreme Personality, Sri Krishna, is the only lover. Where all the trees are spiritual desire trees, and the earth is made of transcendental, wish-fulfilling Chintamani jewels. Where the water is nectar. Natural speaking is a melodious song, and walking to and fro is an artful dance. Where the flute is the dearmost friend. Where light is full of knowledge and bliss, and the supreme spiritual substance that comprises all things is relishable. Where a vast transcendental ocean of milk is always flowing from millions upon millions of Surabhi cows, and where time is not subject to passing away, even for half the blink of an eye, because it is not divided into past and future, but remains in the undivided, eternal present, that divine abode which is practically unknown to this world is known by the name Golok to only a few very rare sadhus. End of translation. In his writings, Srila Rupa Goswami has quoted this verse, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also quoted it along with many similar verses. Navadvipa is Svetadvipa. In transcendental Goloka Vrindavan, there are two parts, Vrindavan and Svetadvipa. Vrindavan and Navadvipa are complementary. Without Navadvipa, Vrindavan is incomplete, and without Vrindavan, Navadvipa is incomplete. Together, they are complete, as when separation and meeting mix together, the resulting situation is complete. Where there is no separation mood, samyog, meeting, is incomplete. The 12 varnas, forests, and upavarnas, sub-forests of Vrindavan, are in Navadvip within the 9 islands. Madhuvan, Talvan, Kamudavan, Bahulavan, Kamyavan, Kadirvan, Bandravan, Bandirvan, Bilvavan, Mahavan, Vrindavan, and Lohavan. All of these forests in some way are in Navadvip. Do not think that Jagannath Puri is superior to Navadvip. Do not think that the bank of the river Godavari, where Mahaprabhu revealed his Mahabhav Rasaraj mood to Rai Ramananda, is superior to Navadvip. Navadvip is far superior to both these places. On one hand, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his transcendental form of Rasaraj Mahabhav at Godavari, and that very high class of Harigatha, Ramananda Samvad, took place there. Also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his extreme moods of separation in the Gambira. He jumped in the ocean near there, and he relished Srimati Radhika's moods of separation from Swarup Damodar and Rai Ramananda there. These may be said, therefore, to be the deepest and highest Harigathas. But there are so many reasons why they are not. Jagannath Puri is a very elevated pastime place, especially regarding the Gambira Leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but still it is like Dwarka. There is no forest or sub-forest of Vrindavan there. Neither Gokul, Bandiravan, Nandagaon, nor Varshana are there. They are not on the bank of the Godavari, nor are they found in Kurukshetra or Jagannath Puri. Therefore Navadvip must be superior to these places. Because so many places exist in Navadvip in a hidden way, Navadvip is known as Gupta Vrindavan. One of the 9 islands of Navadvip is Godrumdvip, which is described by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Jaiva Dharma. Godrumdvip is Nandagaon, nearby Varshana. The birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mayapur is Mathura and Gokul combined. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, with the internal mood and complexion of Srimati Radhika. Krishna took birth in Vrindavan, partly in Mathura, but fully in Gokul, and both places are combined there in the Mayapur Yogpit. Then, crossing the Ganga from there to Koladweep, where our Devananda Gaudiya Math is situated, we find Giriraj Govardhan. There all the kunjas and caves where Krishna played with the Sakas and Sakis are situated. Nearby there is Rasoli, or Rasastali, where Chandra Sarovara is located at the foot of Giriraj Govardhan. And nearby there is Ritrudvip, where Radhakund and Shyamakund are situated. The Ganga and Jamuna rivers meet together at Prayag and continue to flow side by side to Navadvip and all around its 9 islands. Our Devananda Gaudiya Math was constructed by our Gurudev on the west bank of the Ganga, the bank where the Jamuna flows, and Mayapur is on the east bank of the Ganga. The bank where the Ganga flows, Lord Brahma performed thousands of austerities on that east bank. In Navadvip, there is the Panchaveni, the meeting place of the Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati, Alakanda, and Mandakini. Manasi Ganga is there, Radhakund and Shyamakund are there, and this is all very wonderful. In Mamgachi, Modrumdvip, Bahulavan is present, and in the north of Mayapur is Badravan. Janadvip is Bandiravan, and Simantadvip is Mathura. All these truths have been explained by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Sri Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. Vrindavan is in Navadvip, but not in Jagannath Puri or Godavari. There is one very important thing to know, and you should know it very deeply. With regards to Navadvip being Vrindavan, there are 2 Astakalya Leelas, eternal pastimes performed during the eight periods of the day. One is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Ashtakalya Leela, and one is Radha and Krishna's Ashtakalya Leela. Mahaprabhu's Ashtakalya Leela took place in Navadvip, and it is that Ashtakalya Leela upon which devotees meditate. There is no such Ashtakalya Leela on which to meditate in Jagannath Puri. In their Gaura Gayatri mantras, the Brahmanas chant Vishwambaraya Dimahi and Gauraya. Why did they utter Gauraya? Who is Gaura? Gaura and Gauranga is Krishna with the intrinsic mood, beauty, and golden complexion of Radhika. He is actually Krishna, but now he is fully absorbed in the mood of Radhika. He feels as though he has become Radhika, but there are three Radhikas: Vrishabhanu Nandini Radhika, Viyogini Radhika, and Sangyogini Radhika. Like Krishna, Vrishabhanu Nandini Radhika never goes out of Vrindavan. Krishna and Rohini Nandan Balaram also cannot go out of Vrindavan, because Balaram always remains with Krishna. Only their manifestations, Vasudev Nandan Krishna and Vasudev Nandan Baladev, will go to Mathura and Dwarka. The pastimes of Krishna in Mathura and Dwarka are transcendental and everlasting, as are the pastimes of Rajendra Nandan Krishna in Vrindavan. Vasudev Krishna eternally sports in Mathura, and in Vrindavan, Rajendra Nandan Krishna is eternally playing. Similarly, there are three Radhikas. Actually, there is only one Radhika, but she has three moods or features. Krishna will not change when he goes to Mathura, but he will not use his flute and peacock feather. He will change his father and mother, but not his form. Only his mood will be changed, and mood is the predominant factor of determination. If he takes his flute and peacock feather and tells everyone, "I am the son of Nanda and Yashoda," then he is Brajendra Nandan Krishna. On the other hand, if he has no peacock feather and no flute, and he tells everyone, "I am the son of Vasudeva and Devaki," then he is present by his prakash, his manifestation. This manifestation is not fully Krishna himself, the Supreme. In the same way, Vrishabhanu Nandini Radhika is always with Krishna in Vrindavan. In Nandagaon, where Radhika felt great separation and spoke Brahmara Geet, she is Viyogini Radhika. Actually, she is never in Viyog, separation, in the sense that she is never separated from Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami has explained this truth in his Lalit Madhav and also in Ujjvala Leelamani. This is why Kavi Kanpur has not discussed the Leela of Mathura and Dwarka. He completes his Ananda Vrindavan Champu just after the Rasa Leela. Our acharyas can never tolerate the idea that Radhika should be separated from Krishna. In her original and complete feature, she is called Vrishabhanu Nandini. She is always with Nanda Nandan Krishna, and the Radhika who feels separation in Nandagaon is her manifestation, Viyogini Radhika. She is the same Radhika, but she is feeling separation. Then, in Kurukshetra, she is Sangyogini Radhika. She goes there for a moment, for 1 or 2 days, and keeping Krishna on the chariot of her mind, she brings him back to Vrindavan. Sangyog means always meeting. In the mantra Gauraya Swaha, or Tanno Gauraya Prachodayat, the name Vishwambara is uttered. Vishwambara never lived in the cave, the Gambira in Jagannath Puri, for he is Sachinandan Gaurahari in Navadvip. From there he gives so much knowledge, so much love and affection, and a very high class prem to the jivas. He even gave prem to Jagai and Madai. Vishwambaraya Dimahi, we meditate on him in Navadvip. In the cave of the Gambira, Mahaprabhu played a role of great opulence. At that time, in the night, no one but Rai Ramananda and Swarup Damodar, that is, Vishakha and Lalita, were able to witness his pastimes. At that time, although he was intimately familiar with all of Mahaprabhu's pastimes, even Srila Rupa Goswami could not go there. In Godavari, Mahaprabhu manifested his form as Rasaraj Mahabhav. This is opulence. At that time, even Ramananda Rai began to pray like Devaki or Arjun, "Oh, you are that same Supreme Personality of Godhead." In Navadvip, there is no opulence. In Navadvip, Sachinandan played as Krishna played with the girls in Vrindavan. While bathing in the Ganga, he would say to the little girls, "Will you marry me? I want to marry you. If you will not marry me, then you will not be happy. Give your offerings of sandesh and bananas to me, rather than to Lord Shiva." This comes in the category of Astakalya Lila of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it is therefore far superior to any Lila in Jagannath Puri. In Navadvip, there is Swarasiki Upasana, meditational worship on the continual flow of unlimited Lilas taking place throughout the various periods of the day. Whereas in Puri, there is Mantramayi Upasana, meditational worship of a specific Lila, in this case, Srimati Radhika's feelings of separation for Krishna. In Navadvip, Mahaprabhu performed his Madhurya Lila, whereas in Jagannath Puri, the Lila is full of Aishwarya. In Navadvip, Sachinandana's school friends could quarrel with him. Gadadhar Pandit and Jagadananda Pandit always used to quarrel with him as young schoolboys, and Sachimata used to chastise her son. In Jagannath Puri, however, even the king, although wanting to keep his head at Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, could not approach him. Rai Ramananda and all others always prayed to Mahaprabhu. He was not considered their friend, but rather he was considered much greater than them. In this way, Navadvip Lila is sweeter than the Lila of Jagannath Puri, and there are many deep truths hidden there. If you take bath in Navadvip at Barakona Ghat, you will emerge at Keshi Ghat, Vrindavan, where the Rasa Lila is taking place. However, if you bathe in the ocean at Jagannath Puri at Swagadvara, you will not emerge in Vrindavan. Only if you are in the Gambira can you know something of the glory of Vrindavan, and only then if you have intense greed to go there. Navadvip is therefore more glorious than Jagannath Puri, and it is even more glorious than the bank of the Godavari. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enacted plentiful pastimes in Navadvip, he still felt the necessity to accept sannyas. He did not only want to taste rasa, he also wanted to sprinkle mercy in Navadvip. He was both tasting and giving something. But in order to give even more, he accepted the renounced life of a sannyasi. He quickly left Sachimata and Vishnupriya, and these were very sorrowful scenes. Krishna abandoned the gopis in Vrindavan, went to Mathura, and after that to Dwarka. Similarly, Mahaprabhu left Vishnupriya Devi just as Ramachandra left Sita forever, and this was particularly heart-rending. After taking sannyas, Mahaprabhu went to Puri. After that, he was admitted into the school of Rai Ramananda and then into the school of Swarup Damodar. And after that, he preached his mission of Rag Marg, that is, Raganuga Bhakti. On the occasion that Mahaprabhu saw Subhadra and Baladev, he did not experience much pleasure. Rather, in front of Baladev and his sister Subhadra, he felt shy and thought, "I have come to Kurukshetra." He was in the mood of Srimati Radhika at Kurukshetra, where in great separation she tried to bring Krishna, Jagannath, to Vrindavan. In the mood of Srimati Radhika, Mahaprabhu did not like to see Krishna at Kurukshetra, because all his associates, along with all his queens of Dwarka, were present, and there were many horses and elephants. There was no chance for Radhika to be with Krishna in private at Kurukshetra. And that is why Mahaprabhu felt unbearable separation during the Ratha Yatra festival. He also felt unbearable separation in the Gambira. There, his mood was like that of Radhika's in Vrindavan, as she felt separation from Krishna when he was in Dwarka. The mood of separation was always present in Mahaprabhu when he was in Puri. When Radhika went to Kurukshetra, she could not take rest with Krishna. Instead, she was given separate accommodation in a tent, and Krishna lived with the Yadavs and his queens. When he went to his own accommodation, she felt great separation from him. In Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes saw the sea as the Yamuna and jumped in it, but once there he wept still more because Krishna would disappear. Sometimes he became like a tortoise, his limbs drawn into his body, and sometimes the joints of his hands and legs would become separated as by much as 8 inches and remain connected only by skin. At that time, he sometimes appeared like a ghost, and when the devotees would see him in that condition, they would become fearful and begin to weep for him. All this was due to his separation from Krishna. Therefore, to get some relief, he would go to take darshan of the deity of Tota Gopinath. Seeing Tota Gopinath, he thought, "Oh, I have come to Vrindavan. My Prananath is here." In this way, his tears of separation would subside. On the left side of Tota Gopinath is Radhika. On the right side, Lalita. And they are both black like Krishna. Radha became black by seeing her Prananath and becoming deeply absorbed in him. She sometimes takes Krishna's flute and begins to play it. And in this way also, being fully absorbed in him, she becomes black. This is also true of Lalita. Thinking of black Krishna, she also becomes black. This is the mood of Tota Gopinath, accompanied by Radhika and Lalita. Likewise, in the mood of Srimati Radhika, Krishna becomes Mahaprabhu, and at that time, Lalita becomes Swarup Damodar. Although you will not see any other Vigraha sitting, he sits. Some say that when Sri Gadadhar Pandit became old, he could no longer offer garlands to Tota Gopinath, and therefore Tota Gopinath sat down. But this is not actually true. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared at the age of 48, and Gadadhar Pandit was only 1 year younger. He left this world a year after Mahaprabhu disappeared, and thus there was no chance for him to become old. The actual history is that when Mahaprabhu disappeared, following Mahaprabhu's order, Gadadhar Pandit did not leave the worship of Tota Gopinath. Always feeling separation from Mahaprabhu, he quickly became lean and thin, and it was for this reason that he could not stand up to give Tota Gopinath a garland. Seeing Gadadhar Pandit in such a state, Tota Gopinath sat down for him, and Gadadhar Pandit continued to offer garlands along with his tears. There was a devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Mamu Thakur, who used to render various services to him. Soon after Mahaprabhu disappeared, Gadadhar Pandit also disappeared, and at that time his disciple, Mamu Thakur, was appointed by the government of Puri to serve Tota Gopinath. He was old, about 84 years old, and he could not properly offer garlands to Tota Gopinath. Some say, perhaps because Mamu Thakur could not give garlands to Tota Gopinath in his old age, Tota Gopinath sat down for him. Actually, however, Tota Gopinath sat only for Srimati Radhika, who appeared as Gadadhar Pandit. It is a common thing for Krishna to stand up and sit down for Srimati Radhika. At first, Mahaprabhu resided in Navadvip, from childhood up to Kishora Lila, reading and writing. When he was 24 years old, he left his home and came to Jagannath Puri, where he bestowed his mercy upon Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. After that, he went to South India, and there he met Sri Rai Ramananda at Godavari. First, Rai Ramananda saw him as Rasik Shekhar, Krishna. Then he saw Rasaraj Mahabhav, Srimati Radhika and Krishna combined, and then he fainted. After that, Mahaprabhu returned to Puri and finally relished the Vipralamba Bhav of Srimati Radhika. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his Kishora Leela in Navadvip, and therefore Navadvip is none other than Vrindavan. Srila Narottam Das Thakur and others have explained that it is actually non-different from Vrindavan. They never said that Jagannath Kshetra is Vrindavan. Rather, Jagannath Kshetra represents Dwarka or Kurukshetra. Those who follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and perform bhajan in Navadvip will emerge in Vrindavan on the bank of the Yamuna at Vamsivat. Our acharyas have revealed this in their writings. They have never said that Jagannath Puri is the same as Vrindavan. Sri Chetra means Lakshmi Chetra, where Satyabhama and Rukmini or Mahalakshmi reside. If someone leaves his body in Jagannath Puri, he assumes a four-handed form in Vaikuntha. But this is not so in Vrindavan and Navadvip. There, one will become two-handed like the associates of Radha and Krishna. Therefore, Navadvip is superior to Jagannath Puri. The four places of Mahaprabhu are Navadvip, Puri, Godavari, and Vrindavan. Vrindavan and Navadvip are the same, but they are seen as two. At the time of sadhan, Navadvip is seen as Navadvip, and when the devotee has reached perfection, it is seen as Vrindavan. In sadhanavashta, the stage of performing sadhan, we will see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when we become perfected, we will exclaim, "Oh, Radha and Krishna have together become Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." So both are one. In the intense separation of Divyanmad, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to see Puri as Kurukshetra and Dwarka. As far as Godavari is concerned, it is Mahaprabhu's school. There he learned from his Shiksha Guru, Vishakha Devi, in the school of Rai Ramananda, and after that he returned to Puri. And in Puri, he was always absorbed in thoughts of Vrindavan. Some people say that the part of Puri in which Tota Gopinath resides is Gupta Vrindavan. It is true that Mahaprabhu used to see Tota Gopinath's dwelling as being Vrindavan, but it is not Vrindavan, it is part of Dwarka or Kurukshetra, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to feel separation there in Puri throughout the entire day and night. He would only lament in the mood of separation. The acharyas in our Displic line are associates of Srimati Radhika, Palyadasis. They want Srimati Radhika to be always cheerful, and she is cheerful when she is with Krishna. We are pleased when Radhika is hidden in a kunj and Krishna is searching for her, calling, "Where is Radha? Where is Radha, Lalita, Vishakha and the others?" At that time, the gopis are most pleased, thinking, "Oh, today he is searching." We should come to the stage in which we can also be pleased in that way. In Puri, Radhika, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is always calling, "O Krishna, O Krishna." We do not desire that. We select the best place, that place where Krishna will search. A place like Radhakund. There Krishna approaches Radhika and serves her lotus feet, and at that time Radhika feels proud and happy. In Puri, there is no Rasa Leela, yet Jagannath Puri is extremely important. For us, at our stage, the mood of separation is more helpful than meeting. But ultimately, we want Srimati Radhika to be always pleased. In Puri, she is always weeping, and we don't want to see that. We consider Vrindavan the best place, because Vrindavan is where Radhika will place her feet in Krishna's lap, and he will paint his name on them. Krishna will then keep her feet on his head and heart, and the fresh color on her feet will make stamp-like prints on his body. Krishna always serves her in Vrindavan, where she will say, "Oh, he loves me best." This is what we desire. For sadhana, on the other hand, separation is helpful. Without developing feelings of separation, we cannot advance an inch. Question. The Rath Yatra festival in Sridhar Navadvip, is it contradictory to the conception of Rupanuga Bhakti? In the following article, originally printed in the December 1969 issue of Sri Bhagavat Patrika, Sri Narayan Goswami Maharaj replies to some doubts regarding the present-day performance of Sri Rath Yatra in Navadvip by the Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, as established by Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. First doubt. The Rath Yatra festival is not performed in Sri Vrindavan. Therefore, in Sri Navadvip Dham, which is Abhinav Raj Mandal, non-different from Braj, why should this Leela be exhibited? Reply. The three worshipable deities of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, namely Sri Madan Mohan, Sri Govinda, and Sri Gopinath, have their respective temples in Vrindavan. The festival, Rath Yatra Leela, has been held in these temples with great pomp and splendor for hundreds of years. At the same time as the Sri Rath Yatra procession is held in Puri, the same festival is also held in the temples established by the Goswamis, such as Sri Radha Damodar Mandir, and also in the Sri Radha Shyam Sundara Mandir, and Sri Radha Gokulananda Mandir, and others. In addition, it is also held in almost all the prominent temples of the other sampradayas, such as the Sri Ranganath Temple and the Sri Sahabihari Mandir. This annual Rath Yatra Leela is also a common sight in the homes of thousands of Brijabasis. This procession takes place not only in Vrindavan, but also in Mathura, Nandagaon, Varshana, and even at Radhakund. Moreover, there are also ancient temples of Sri Jagannath Dev in Vrindavan and at Radhakund also. Therefore, the statement that the Rath Yatra Leela is not performed in Vrindavan or Brajmandal is completely false. There are Rupanuga Vaishnavas throughout the world. They have performed the procession of Sri Rath Yatra Leela in the past, and they are still performing it in order to nourish their bhajan. An associate of Sri Gaurasundar, Sri Kamalakar Pipalaya, is a friend of Krishna named Mahabala Saka among the Dwadasa Gopals, the 12 prominent cowherd boys in Krishna Leela. He manifested the service and pastimes of Rath Yatra Leela of Sri Jagannath Dev in Bengal, in the district known as Mahesh. Even today, this Rath Yatra festival is observed annually with magnificent pageantry. In the nearby district of Sri Rampur, the service of Sri Jagannath Dev is conducted both in Vallabhapur and Chhatra, where Rath Yatra has been observed for hundreds of years. In the village of Dham Rai, in the district of Dhaka, Rath Yatra is also very famous. The Vyasa Dev of Sri Gaur Leela, Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur, has also established a deity of Sri Jagannath Dev in his own village of Sri Pata, Sri Mamgachi, in Sri Modrumdweep, in Sri Navadweep Dham. The service of Sri Jagannath Dev is still going on there even today. The Rath Yatra of Mahishadala in the district of Medinipur is also very famous. These days, even in large cities of America, such as San Francisco, Sri Rath Yatra is celebrated in a grand style, in accordance with the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sriman Mahaprabhu expressed a particular mood in regard to Rath Yatra. He always considered that Sri Krishna, being mounted upon his chariot, is returning to Vrindavan to meet all the gopis, especially Srimati Radhika, who have been afflicted by severe pains of separation from Krishna for a long time. We should always remember that the Rupanuga Acharyas, who had the necessary facilities, manifested this pastime of the Rathyatra festival on the earthly plane in order to stimulate the aforementioned mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu within their hearts and to nourish their bhajan. Some Niskinchana Rupanuga Vaishnavas, being bereft of the necessary facilities for observing this festival, have stimulated this mood within their hearts by Manasi Seva, service performed within the mind. Alternatively, they nourish their bhav by taking darshan of Sri Rathayatra Leela in various places such as Puri Dham. The purpose of both approaches is fundamentally one. There is no difference between them. Doubt number two. Seeing the Rath would stimulate a terribly undesirable apprehension in the hearts of the Brajagopis. Therefore, how can the Rupanuga Vaishnavas, who are following the moods of the gopis, join in the Rathayatra procession? Reply to doubt number two. This concept is also completely wrong in all respects. Adorned with the sentiment and complexion of Sri Radha, Sri Gaurasundara is directly Sri Krishna himself. Sri Gadadhar Goswami, Srimati Radhika, Sri Swarup Damodar, Sri Lalita, Sri Rai Ramananda, Sri Vishaka, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Rupa Manjari, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Lavanga Manjari, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Rati Manjari, and all of the associates of Sri Gaurasundar, who were all mainly Sakas and Sakis in Braj, assembled together for the Rathayatra. They all danced and chanted before the chariot, deeply immersed in the mood. Krishna Lana Braja Yai Bhava Antara. Let us take Krishna and go back to Vrindavan. Did the associates of Mahaprabhu feel any distress or anguish upon seeing the chariot? Definitely not. Then why will their followers, the Rupanuga Vaishnavas, feel any anguish or undesirable apprehension? The internal moods of Rathayatra, as promoted by Sri Gaurasundara, are as follows. After a long period of separation on the occasion of the solar eclipse at Kurukshetra, Srimati Radhika and the gopis meet with Sri Krishna. But Srimati Radhika is not satisfied because Sri Krishna was dressed as a king and surrounded by immense opulence, elephants, horses, military generals, and his associates of Dwarka. She wanted to see Krishna dressed as a cowherd boy in Vrindavan, the place of his sweet human-like pastimes. Therefore, she wanted to bring Krishna back to Braj. It is evident from the Padma Purana that the Sri Rathayatra Leela, the pastime of Krishna's returning to Vrindavan on a chariot, is exhibited in Sri Jagannath Puri and other places. Therefore, what is there to impede the manifestation of Rathayatra in Vrindavan or Sri Navadvip Dham in order to stimulate this profound mood that was established by Sriman Mahaprabhu? His devout followers can perform Rathayatra everywhere and have indeed done so. The mood of Sriman Mahaprabhu has been revealed in this verse. Ya komara haras sa eva hi varas ta eva chaitra shapas. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 13, Verse 121. Translation: that very personality who stole away my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlit nights of the month of Chaitra. The same fragrance of malati flowers is there, and the same sweet breezes are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover. Yet still my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of the Rava, under the Vetasi tree. That is my desire. End of translation.
E duagane na chena dvita prahara, Krishna lana brajaye e bhavantara.
Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela 1, verse 56. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sing this song, Seta Parananata. Especially during the latter part of the day, he would think, let me take Krishna back to Vrindavan. This ecstasy was always filling his heart. End of translation. Yes, it is true that when the gopis, or the Vaishnavas, who have taken shelter of Gopi Bhav, see the chariot which takes Krishna out of Braj and far away from them, they feel anguish and the apprehension that Krishna will not return. However, when they see the chariot on which Krishna sat and return to Vrindavan, they become overjoyed, not sorrowful. After taking permission from the gopas and gopis of Vrindavan, Uddhava sat upon his chariot and was about to return to Mathura to meet with Krishna. At that time the Brajagopas and gopis, overwhelmed with prema, adorned the chariot with various gifts for Krishna and bade Uddhava farewell with great respect.
Ata gopi anujapya yashodam nandamevacha gopan amantriya darsho yasyan aruruhe ratam.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 47, Verse 64. Sugadeva Goswami said, Uddhava, the descendant of Dasarath, then took permission to leave from the gopis and from Mother Yashoda and from Nanda Maharaj. He bade farewell to all the cowherd men and, about to depart, mounted his chariot. End of translation. Furthermore, after some time, Sri Baladev came to Nanda Gokul on a chariot. When he arrived, all the gopas and gopis welcomed him with great affection.
Balabhadra kuru shresta bhagavan ratam ashtita suri didrikshu utkanta prayayo nanda gokulam.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 65, Verse 1. Sukadeva Goswami said, O best of the Kurus, once Lord Balaram, eager to visit his well-wishing friends, mounted his chariot and traveled to Nanda Gokul.
Parishvaktas karo kante gopie gopie be evacha ramo bivadya pitaro ashibi abhinanditaha.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 65, Verse 2. Translation. Having long suffered the anxiety of separation, the cowherd men and their wives embraced Lord Balaram. The Lord then offered respects to his parents, and they joyfully greeted him with blessings. End of translation. Srila Jiva Goswami, on the basis of the verses of the Padma Purana, has described that Krishna, after killing Dantavakra, indeed returned to Braj upon a chariot. Upon hearing the sound of Krishna's conch and the rumbling of his chariot, all the gopas and gopis of Braj surmised that Krishna was returning. Driven by excessive eagerness to see him, even feeble old women ran with great haste from wherever they were in the direction of the sound of Krishna's conch and chariot. When they drew nearer and saw that Garuda was sitting on the flag of the chariot, they became sure that Krishna was definitely returning to Braj. Being overwhelmed with joy, they became motionless like statues and were unable to go any further. Only their gaze advanced in the direction of the approaching chariot. This is described in a verse from Sri Gopal Champu, Sri Bala Vrida Valita Braj Vasinaste, Chapter 30, Verse 34. Therefore the idea that the Brajagopis became distressed and apprehensive upon seeing a chariot in all circumstances is incorrect. In the pastime of Sri Rathayatra, and also on the path of Sri Rupanuga Bhajan, the importance of the internal mood is predominant. Externally perceived substances or places are not more important than the internal mood. In Rathayatra, the internal mood that Krishna is returning to Braj is stimulated and inspired, not the pastimes of Dwarka or Mathura. Krishna returned to Braj after being absent for a very long time, and it is in this mood that Sri Jagannath Dev travels from the Jagannath Mandir in Puri to the Sri Gundicha Mandir. During this journey, Sri Gaurasundar and his confidential associates experience the utmost jubilation, being deeply absorbed in the moods of Sri Radha and the Braja Gopis, respectively. Moreover, they all assemble together before the chariot, singing and dancing in great joy, fully absorbed in exactly the same bhav during the Uttararth Yatra, the festival of Jagannath Dev's return to Sri Mandir from Sri Gundicha. Did they think that by observing Rath Yatra as it proceeded in the opposite direction that Sri Krishna was leaving Vrindavan and returning to Mathura or Dwarka? Never. Such an understanding must be mistaken. It has been mentioned in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates assembled together, danced and performed kirtan at the Ulta Ratha Yatra.
Hare Dina Jagannather Bitara Vijay Ratha Chadi Jagannatha Chale Nijalai.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 14, Verse 244. Translation. The next day, Lord Jagannath came out from the temple and, riding on the car, returned to his own abode.
Purvavat kaila prabhu lana bhakta gana parama anande karana nartana kirtana.
Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 14, Verse 245. Translation. As previously, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees chanted and danced with great pleasure. End of translation. Although the Braj Gopis, especially Srimati Radhika, were extremely anxious to see Sri Krishna, they would not leave Vrindavan, even to go the very short distance to where Krishna was staying in Mathura. Then how can Sri Gaurasundara, who is adorned with the sentiments of Srimati Radhika, along with his associates, stay at the Puri Mandir or Sri Gambira? The Puri Mandir and Sri Gambira are the embodiment of Dwarka, because the Rath Yatra sets off from there. Alternatively, Sri Gaurasundara used to see the gardens of Sri Puri as Vrindavan, the ocean as Yamuna, and Chatak Parvat as Govardhan. In such a Vrindavan, what aspect of the Rath Yatra festival would be contrary to the principles of Raganuga or Rupanuga Bhakti? Why did the Brijabasi Goswamis, Srila Thakur Bhakti Vinod, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and all the prominent Rupanuga Acharyas go to the Sri Puri Dham and have darshan of Rath Yatra, if Rath Yatra darshan would cause any type of anxiety or apprehension that something undesirable was about to happen? It appears that darshan of Rath Yatra simply stimulates Braja Gopi Prem. Doubt number 3. From ancient times until the present day, no great personality who was expert in the performance of bhajan has ever performed the procession of Rath Yatra Lila in Sri Navadvip Dham, which is Abhinav Braj, non-different from Braj Mandal. Reply and answer. This statement is meaningless and incoherent in all respects for the following reasons. From the time of Sriman Mahaprabhu until the present day, almost all Gaudiya Acharyas and Bhaktas have made a pilgrimage to Puri Dham at the time of Rath Yatra to have darshan of the festival. In this way, the divinely inspired vision of the moods exhibited by Sri Gaurasundara is stimulated within their hearts, and thus their bhajan is nourished. Until now, there had been no impetus to manifest Rath Yatra in Sri Navadvip Dham, and our previous acharyas had not considered it necessary to do so. However, whenever the inspiration came in the hearts of great personalities, they manifested this lila in various places in Golda Mandal, such as the district of Mahesh. Thus, if a great personality is also inspired to manifest this lila in Sri Navadvip Dham, then it is in no way contrary to the path of Sri Rupanuga Bhajan. For example, in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, from the time of Sriman Mahaprabhu, Srimad Bhagavatam has been considered the natural commentary on Sri Brahma Sutra. However, When the necessity arose, Sri Gaudiya Vedanta Acharya, Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu, manifested a separate commentary, namely Sri Govinda Bhasya. Is this activity contrary to Siddhanta, or is it the embodiment of prestige for our Gaudiya Sampradaya? Doubt number 4. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur did not perform Rathayatra Leela in Sri Gauradham. Reply and answer. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur manifested Radhakund and Sri Shyamakund in Brajapatna at Sri Chaitanyamat within Sridhar Mayapur. He preached Daivi Varnashram Dham, re-established the use of saffron cloth and Tridandi Sannyas in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, and flew the victory flag of Gaudiya Vaishnava Dharma throughout the world. Prior to the appearance of this crown jewel in the dynasty of Acharyas, no other Acharya ever inaugurated the aforementioned activities. Yet can any of these projects of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada be considered contrary to the principles of Rupa Nuga Bhakti? Never. Anyone who says such a thing is utterly ignorant of Bhakti Tattva. The point here being that just as Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur set precedence in certain areas, so his disciples, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, can also set precedence when there is need to do so. Doubt number 5. In Navadvip Dham, how is the darshan of Dwarka possible or appropriate? Reply and answer. We have already explained that the prominent bhav in Sri Rathayatra Leela is Krishna Lana Brajayai. Let us take Krishna to Braja. There is not even the slightest scent of a spurti, a momentary vision, or darshan of Dwarka in this bhav. Therefore, even the question of any kind of Dwarka darshan arising from the performance of Rathayatra Leela in Sri Navadvip Dham is irrelevant. On the other hand, Sri Navadvip Mandal, which is non-different from Vrindavan, is Anksi Dham, that is, the root Dham, in which all other Dhams exist. Mathura, Dwarka, Ayodhya, and Paravyoma are all eternally existing in Sri Navadvip Dham. Just as all the planetary portions of Amsi Krishna, such as Narayan and Vishnu, exist eternally within him. At Chandrasekhar Bhavan, Brajapatna, in Mayapur Dham, Sri Gaurasunda personally used to dance in the mood of Sri Rukmini. Yet it is well known that Sri Rukmini Devi is an associate of Dwarka Leela. Therefore, if this Leela is possible in Brajapatna, which is non-different from Braj or Sri Radhakund, then how can Dwarka Darshan be impossible in Sridham Navadvip? Thus, on what grounds can it be said that the manifestation of the Rathayatra Leela is not possible? Hence the conclusion is that there is an inseparable relationship between Rathayatra Leela and Rupa Nuga Anugatya, the pursuance of the pure path established by Srila Rupa Goswami. Sri Rupa Nuga Vaishnavas manifest this Leela throughout Navadvip Dham, and thus, according to the path founded by Sriman Mahaprabhu, they inspire the internal mood expressed in the following verse written by Srila Rupa Goswami. Priyaso yam Krishna Sahachari Kuru Chetra Militas. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, Chapter 1, Verse 76. Srimati Radharani said, "My dear friend, now I have met my very old and dear friend Krishna on this field of Kurukshetra. I am the same Radharani, and now we are meeting together. It is very pleasant, but still I would like to go back to the bank of the Yamuna, beneath the trees of the forest there. I wish to hear the vibration of his sweet flute playing the fifth note within the forest of Vrindavan." End of translation. This mood thoroughly nourishes the bhajan of the genuine Sri Rupa Nuga Vaishnavas. End of chapter 10.